This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kimberly Adams filed a story for us the other day about the return on investment of the $14 or maybe $15 billion that was spent along the Gulf Coast after Katrina. In making the aftermath of Hurricane Ida, bad as it was, not as bad as it could have been. Here, then, is another story on that theme from Andy Euler, except it's about money not spent. You've heard about the power outages, right? About electricity poles being blown down and that transmission tower, the big one that somehow wound up in the Mississippi River. So Euler got to wondering, and maybe you have too, I don't know, why don't utilities just bury power lines in places where natural disasters tend to cause a lot of damage? Here's Andy.
So there's a relatively simple answer to why power lines in places like the Gulf Coast aren't underground.
We haven't done it yet because it's expensive.
That's Megan Lawson. She's an economist at the land use nonprofit Headwaters Economics. She says, depending on where you're talking about burying lines, the costs could be 5 or 10 times the cost of wiring them above ground. But despite that upfront cost, in some places, it still might make sense.
We also need to be looking at the intensity and frequency of a lot of these natural disasters is increasing.
Which she says means we can't just rely on natural disaster cost history, but we need to be projecting those costs into the future. That's not an easy task. Peter Larson is a department head of the Berkeley Lab in the Department of Energy. He says the cost-benefit calculation is going to be very region-specific.
So if you have a community that has a pretty mild climate and, they get storms every once in a while, then it doesn't always make sense to underground. But in places that are continuously bombarded with hurricanes or wind events, those are good candidates for undergrounding.
We have a pretty good idea of how much it costs utilities to fix their physical damage after a hurricane, repairing lines and so on. But Benjamin Leibowitz at the University of Texas says that's only part of the story.
We found that relatively little effort has gone into calculating the broader costs of these power interruptions to customers, to the economy, and to society at large.
So he says it could be that the benefits of grid-hardening interventions like undergrounding power lines are being underestimated. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.